Order and Chaos. The Vampires of Shadow Hills, Book 9. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Rebecca Cade for Hot Ghost Productions. 2 months before the Halloween block party. Friday afternoon. Chapter 1. They are already here. They are everywhere. They are living among us, pretending to be like us. The man wearing the tinfoil hat grabbed a woman's arm as she rushed past him on the street. The woman gave him a strange look. Tinfoil Tim, as his other homeless friends liked to call him, was spitting as he spoke. "They look just like you and me," he said, staring into her eyes with a manic look. "You might not even know if you are speaking to one. Don't you let them fool you, lady. They are everywhere. New World Order, Illuminati, Freemasonry, chemtrails, all the wars we've known. It's all them. They are your bosses. They are your neighbors. They might even be your husband." "Let go of me," the woman groaned, annoyed, then pulled her arm out of his grip before she continued on her way. The man twirled around and found another victim to address his concerns to. This time it was a young boy who looked at him with big, scared eyes, while his dad tugged at his arm to get him to move along. "The stock market crashed with a boom," Tinfoil Tim yelled, and people walked in a circle around him, hurrying past him, hoping he wouldn't speak to them directly. Tinfoil Tim pointed at them, his crazy eyes squinting, a tick causing his upper lip to jiggle. "They lied to you and told you it was the housing market or a cyber bubble, but those were just more lies. They are in control. They are everywhere. The government, the financial market, the media. It's all fake news, and we are just prisoners on our own earth. I am here to warn you people. Don't just walk past me and not listen to my words. They are hiding here and killing people, committing crimes against humanity, enslaving us. They even tried to suck my blood. I have the marks to prove it," he said and felt his neck where the two bumps were. "Freedom will not stop. You will not stop freedom. Humanity is awakening." A young man with a skateboard under his arm laughed while passing him, then yelled, "Yeah, well, do you also believe the earth is flat, old man?" The man wearing the tinfoil hat shook his head while staring at the young man running away from him, laughing. It was all just a joke to them, wasn't it? "Why won't they listen?" he said with a mumble. "Why won't anyone listen to what I'm saying?" Then he felt a forceful push on his back and fell forwards as the crowds of people rushed by him, hurrying to work, not caring what they trampled on their way. The man fell face first into the pavement, then looked up at the many feet rushing by, wondering how it was that no one wanted to know the truth, that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?